We'll be right back. You do, 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 Chop, chop. body and money flow. Let your body and money flow. Chop, chop, day drop, working like a hoe.
along with my words. So strong, pure perfection, but forget names, you the devil. I'm here once again, take it easy. You need to miss me, the time is now, and to prove it pieces. You know what, this is step two and you. The life on the floor, what you've been waiting for.
shocked by the tone of my voice. Pick out my new weapon, weapon of choice. Don't be shocked by the tone of my voice. Pick out my new weapon, weapon of choice. Listen to the sound of my voice. You can check it all out. It's the weapon of choice. Yeah. Don't be shocked by the tone of my voice. It's the new weapon, the weapon of choice.
can let you have, I can let you have, I can let you have your way. I can let you have, I can let you have, I can let you have, I can let you have your way.
When a suicide bomber blew himself up. The ICRC says the attacks violate international humanitarian law. Now, after the bus comes the boom. That's at least true for real estate agents in the United States state of Florida right now. Homes left deserted after the housing market crash are selling again. And as Barbara Benitez reports, Brazilians are doing much of the buying.
Miami's pristine shores have been drawing in tourists from Latin America for decades. But these days, beaches aren't the only draw. In the aftermath of America's housing crash, the low cost of homes here has proven irresistible to international buyers, and that is helping to energize this once sagging market.
We're enjoying a renaissance right now. After the bust, we have basically used up all this overbuilt inventory that was the center of the news. And the way we're doing that is marketing to people offshore, who have found the value here in Miami to be extraordinary.
Leading the wave of offshore buyers are Brazilians. Cristiano Piquet was a race car driver in Brazil. Now he's in real estate, and he's cashing in on Miami's troubled market.
The crisis only helped us, because when the prices went down, that's when the Brazilians really start buying. And I was in the right place at the right time.
He says Brazilians are buying in Miami for the value that they can't find back at home.
The properties here today are half of the price than the properties in Brazil. So it's a really good deal for the Brazilians.
Piquet has teamed up with real estate developer Michael Deezer to help fill vacancies left by the housing bust.
We're showing that Brazil is a stronger and stronger market, and now it's a market that we're really relying upon.
Brazil's economy grew by more than 4% last year and continues to expand. This, coupled with its surging real estate prices and a strong currency, are key reasons why many Brazilians are seeking a deal abroad. And Miami is the place of choice. And this, in turn, is helping to bolster South Florida's housing market, which is experiencing an international buying frenzy that agents say is causing the supply to dwindle.
By sometime next year, we're going to be out of that inventory. And what happens when we get to that point, new construction begins. So we're all very excited about watching things return to some sense of normalcy here in South Florida.
But while the sun may be shining on South Florida's market, in less desirable U.S. cities where there's no international demand, it may be a long time before the dark clouds break. Barbara Benitez, Al Jazeera, Miami, Florida.
Thanks for listening to Al Jazeera English on the Radio, broadcast exclusively by the Pacifica Radio Network, Free Speech Radio.
And the time is just about 7 o'clock p.m. You're listening to WBAI New York. It's time for